In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During this season of Lent, the adult education class has been reading the Screwtape Letters. If you are not familiar with the book, it is a classic of C.S. Lewis. It is written in a very clever way. We, as the readers, are presented with a series of letters, but not just any letters. These are from a devil, Screwtape, to another named Wormwood. What we are shown is how one senior demon instructs and guides a fledgling tempter. He is giving him advice on how to turn a human being, or in his words, the patient, away from God and towards the devil. It is a rather clever device. This book deals with some rather powerful subjects, but it's always grounded in the everyday life. There's a lot packed into this little book. Each page brings with it a series of challenging questions. And there are some overarching themes throughout all of it. One of them is to keep the patient, keep humanity, as distracted and as far away from the truth as possible. This is one of the very insidious things about the vision of evil in the Screwtape Letters. It is through the smallest of manipulations, the slightest redirection of attention, that leads a person away from good and towards evil. Their goal is always to keep humanity focused on the wrong thing, ask the wrong questions, and make the wrong declarations. I think our gospel reading presents us with an interesting example of this. It starts off with a simple declaration. Some Greeks who are seeking Jesus approach Philip and state, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." We wish to see Jesus. What a simple statement. It is the kind of statement the devil wants to keep out of the heart and mind and soul of every human being. Because one, to state it implies that Jesus is real, a truth the devil wants to deny from and distract. Two, if human beings start looking for Jesus, they would discover him all around them. And this is a discovery the devil cannot tolerate. This is the type of declaration we should all make and then carry out, looking at the world and our lives through its lens. We wish to see Jesus. If we stop and look at the world around us, we will start to see him. If we quiet ourselves, stop being bombarded by constant noise and distraction, stop occupying our minds with an endless stream of information, then we might begin to hear that still, small voice. We begin to hear God's holy voice calling to us. When we stop and look at the created world, really stop and look at it, we start to see the truth lying behind it. The mystery, the majesty, the sheer beauty of this world will be revealed to us. Through creation, we can discover and know the Creator. The other temptation is to look at the world without searching for God in it, to be blind to the gift that it is, and to see nothing more than a random swirl of matter for us to use and exploit. We wish to see Jesus. If we declare this while looking at one another, we will discover some important truths. We will see that in the face of our neighbor, in the face of our loved ones, in the face of a stranger, we find the face of Jesus Christ. No matter your age, no matter your race, no matter your gender, in the eyes of every human, we discover Jesus. Because through Jesus we were made, through Jesus we have been redeemed, and through Jesus we are sustained. If we look at others while also looking for Jesus, we begin to see them completely. We see all the gifts and talents God has bestowed on them. We see the unique blessing that they are. we also see their faults, their sins, the simple fact that they are not perfect. In seeing others this way, we can begin to see ourselves in the same way. And we learn that not because of our talents and in spite of our sins, Jesus loves us. Just as they are loved, so too are we. All of us connected by this same eternal and never failing love. Look at another human being without also looking for Jesus, and we might be led down the path of seeing a competitor, a challenger, an enemy, anything other than another human soul linked to us through our shared humanity and our shared love of Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. If we come to the church and look with open eyes, we will see Jesus all around us. We, brought together not because we agree on everything, not because we share the same view on everything, but because we are loved by God. What we find in the church is not a club, not an exclusive gathering of the proud. What we find in the church is a community where all are called and valued and respected. Generations before us, we here today, generations yet to come, all of us brought together into the church because God created us to be a community. We wish to see Jesus. In a few moments, we will share bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, a body broken so that all can share in it, blood spilt as a sacrifice for all. This holy mystery that through prayer, through faith, through God's grace, transforms us into the living body of Jesus Christ. It feeds our hearts and it nourishes our souls. We wish to see Jesus. Hold that statement, that declaration in your heart every day. And your eyes will be open to see that all around us God abides. In our lives, God is moving. In you, through your acts of charity, humility, compassion, and love, Jesus is to be found. Amen.